Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Pei Zayin, Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the Amud, about to investigate the first part of Mishnah Zayin, which we dealt with in the previous podcast, which equates the Kiddush HaMizbeach and Kiddush HaKevesh with the Kiddush HaKelim. Tan Rabbanan, Hanogea b'mizbeach, Yikdash. So, in the Ela Mizbeach, all I know is if it touches the Mizbeach. Kevesh Minayin, so Tomadomar et HaMizbeach, which is in a Pasuk in Pekudei when it says that Moshe anointed et HaMizbeach, extending the Mizbeach to the Kevesh. Klei Sharet Minayin, how do we know that if something goes into a Klei Sharet, it's also Mitkadesh? Tomadomar kol Hanogea b'hem Yikdash. Anything that touches any of the Kelim becomes a Kodesh. Now, Ba'amine Reish Lakish Me Rabbi Yochanan. He asked him the following question. Kli Sharet Maushi Katshu Eta Psulin. We know that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Psulin. That's what our whole parak is about. What about Kli Sharet? Amar Le Tinitua. Kashemesh Mizbeach Mekadesh Mekadeshin Eta Ra'ui Lahen Kach Kelim Mekadeshin. So it should be the same rule. It is Mekadesh Psulin. I wasn't asking you if they're kadosh so that they can't be redeemed anymore. I was asking you if they should actually be offered. So Han Nami Tanina. So Rabbi Yochanan answered that that's also included because in what we learned, because we have the phrase Shekiblu Psulin Zarku Etamo, which is in our Mishnah, and that's talking about, we think, my love Shekiblu Psulin Vizarku Psulin, which means first Psulin, let's say a Tvul Yom. Did the Kabbalat Adam, which means the thing is already Pasul, and then he did Zrikat Adam, and so therefore we see that it was Mitkadesh in the Kli, even though it was accepted by the Pasul. Lo, Shekiblu Psulin, Inam Yishzaku Psulin. It doesn't mean that Psulim did both, but it means either one, either Kabbalah or Zrikat. All right, so we haven't proven and gotten a satisfactory answer, nor will we, to Reish Lakish's question. Now, the next issue is about airspace. Avir Mizbeach Mizbeach Dami Olo, and it seems to be that this is Reish Lakish's next question. The airspace above the Mizbeach, is that considered Mizbeach or not? Now, we saw something earlier about the issue of the Olat Ta'of over an area that is not Yesod, and that Binyamin owns the airspace, even though Yehuda owns the floor space, as it were. But here it's a different question, and that is, air above the Mizbeach, is that considered on the Mizbeach? Toshma, let's see. Kashem Shem Mizbeach Mekadesh, Kach Kevesh Mekadesh. In our Mishnah, it says the Kevesh is also Mekadesh. So now, Navi Yamart Avir Mizbeach Lav Kemizbeach Dami. So here's the problem. Avir Kevesh Nami Lav Kekevesh Dami. Because we would assume that whatever relationship you would have between the airspace of the Mizbeach and Mizbeach would be the same as the relationship between the airspace of the Kevesh and the Kevesh. And if you say that the airspace of the Mizbeach is not considered Mizbeach, then that means the airspace above the Kevesh is not, is also not considered Kevesh. So when it comes on the Kevesh, then you pick it up to go on, you've now taken it off the Kevesh, as it were. So the Havilei Yarud, because then that means that while you picked it up, it was off the Mizbeach. The answer is the Nagadlei. Oh, it could be that you dragged it. But if you recall, there's an airspace between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. So the answer is simply, Rubo la Kevesh ka Kevesh, Rubo la Mizbeach ka Mizbeach. The thing's being dragged over, so when most of it's still on the Kevesh, it's on the Kevesh. When it passes over and most of it's on the Mizbeach, it's on the Mizbeach, and the airspace is insignificant. So now, parenthetically, Tivshot Meha, for that could help us solve the following question, the Bai Rabbi Chama. Yesh Chibur La'olin Olo. Do things that go on the Mizbeach, are they all considered one as long as they're connected, or is each part separate? Tivshot Yesh Chibur. So from there we see Yesh Chibur, because we say the part that's going over the Mizbeach is all considered on the Mizbeach. So the answer is Halokash Tivshot. Good. Good inference. Now, Matki for the Rav Bar of Chanan, V'yamart of Mizbeach, Ke Mizbeach Dami. You're claiming that the air above the Mizbeach is Mizbeach. If that's the case, then Olat Ha'of to Pasla Machshava Hechem Ishkachad La. How could you ever have an Olat Ha'of that becomes Pasul, which we dealt with a lot in previous Parkim? Because after all, Hakal to Mizbeach, the minute that you pick it up over the Mizbeach and do the Malika, and you did it with Pasul Machshava, it's too late, it's already on the Mizbeach, so it's not Pasul B'Machshava. So Matkim Rav Shim Barashi, Alam Alo, why not? Mishkachat Lachin Gon, Da'amar, Harini Mokal, Menat Lahoridah, Lamacharu, Lahal Tal Akhtira. You say, I'm going to do Malika on it, in order to then take it down, and then tomorrow put it up and burn it. So that you, that as you're doing the Malika, when you go to take it up, you've already got that Machshava Psula. Now, Ha Nechal Rav Damar Lina Moel Perosh HaMizbeach. Remember, we have the Machlok at Rav and Rabba about whether Lina counts when it is Perosh HaMizbeach. So according to Rava, who said it does, that'll work. El Rava, the Ma'in Lina Moel Perosh Mizbech, but Rava says leaving it up on the Mizbech is not called Lina, Leita Machshavto, his Machshavah doesn't mean anything. So the answer is, L'Rabba Nam, Mishkacha, L'Hangon, Dema, Haredim, Olkam, Manat, L'Horidna, Korim, Amur, HaShachar, L'Hanotah, L'Acham, Roshachar. Putting it up in order to take it down in the middle of the night, and put it up after Roshachar, and then it'll have Lina outside of the Mizbeach, and you did that all before you took it up, so it is possible. So we've defended the position that Avir Mizbeach and Mizbeach, and said, Olat Ta'of, the Paslav Machshavah still has some way to happen. Now the Hachki is some Yatif Shot, but now we could prove that Avir Mizbeach is Kimizbeach Dami. Why? If you think that it's not Kimizbeach, meaning that the airspace of the Mizbeach is not considered a Mizbeach, then Chatata of Psula Hechim Mazeh Midama. How would you ever have a Chatata of that's Pasul that you'd ever be Mazeh? After all, Havile Yarud, the minute that you have it in the air, it's already off the Mizbeach. And also, Shar Psulim, Hechizarek Lehu Midama. Any other Psulim, how would you ever do Zrika? Because after all, you're off the Mizbeach. The answer is to Magalahu, you touch him to the Mizbeach. Ha-Hazah, he Mitzui. That's not Hazah, that's Mitzui. Then we distinguish between them. Chatat and an Olah of the Oaf have different ways of putting the blood on. And Ha-Zrika Shvichi, that's not called Zrika, that's called Shvicha. If you put it up against the Mizbeach and let the blood spill out. If you go Derech Hazah B'chach, Derech Zrika B'chach, which is kind of the same question, which is this is not the proper method of Hazah Zrika. He says, you're right. If you're actually up on top of the Mizbeach, Avir Mizbeach, Mizbeach, and nobody asked the question. He Kamar, what was Rosh Lakish, if that is who it is, who asked the question? What was his question about? The Talina Bekanya Mai. If you're standing on the ground and you hold a korban on a stick over the Mizbeach, is that considered on the Mizbeach? And then is affected by Kol Haro, the Mizbeach, etc. And to that, the answer was, Teku, we don't really have a solution. Okay. End of Mishnah Zayin picks up on the theme that we started with about the Kiddush of Kelim, and that is Klei Halach Mekadshina Talach, meaning vessels used for liquids are Mekadish liquids. Umidot Yavesh Mekadshot Yavesh. Notice the word is a little different. Dry measure vessels are Mekadish dry things like flour. Ein Klei Halach Mekadesh Yavesh, Elo Yavesh Mekadesh Talach. And now, almost as overkill, the Mishnah says, and there is no cross Kiddush. Now, Klei HaKodesh Nikvu, if you have a Klei Kodesh that has a hole in it, if it's able to do the same work that it did, the same job that it did when it was complete, which means the hole is insignificant, Mekadshin, then it still works to be Mekadesh. Vimlav Ein Mekadshin. And we're going to see an interesting tangent from this towards the end of the parak. V'chulan Ein Mekadshin Elav HaKodesh. And by the way, in any case, the Klei Kodesh has to be in the Azara for it to be effective for being Mekadesh, its contents. Now, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Elamidot, that this rule that dry vessels and wet vessels are only Mekadesh for their own kind is only measure vessels of Al Mazrekot Mekadshin. But let's say you have a Mazrek, which is used for throwing blood. If you put flour in it, it's Mekadesh. How do I know? Shneamar, Shnehem Leim Solet. In the Korbanot of the Nesi'im, the 12 parallel Korbanot, or identical Korbanot that are brought by the Nesi'im, in Bamidbar Zion, there's a Mizrak Echad Kesef. One of the two things it's brought is a Mizrak, which is a chalice for Dam, and it says it's filled with Solet, which is flour. Amr Bacha Midifti Ravina, Mincha Lachahi. A Mincha is wet. That doesn't prove anything. After all, Mincha has oil in it. He says, yeah, but even the dry pieces in it that didn't get touched by the oil are also mitkadesh. Even though mincha is considered to be moist relative to one without oil, nonetheless, it is relative to a pure liquid like dam, it is considered to be dry, because it is essentially a dry thing with just some moisture in it that is used to mix it. Amar Shmuel, Klei Sharet in Mekadshin Ela Shlemin. He says the following rule, we're going to see several versions of it, which is that Klei Sharet are only Mekadesh when they are themselves complete. In Mekadshin Ela Malayin, they have to be full. In Mekadshin Ela Mitochan. And only what's inside of them, and not what's heaped above. Here's a different version, which is not mitochan, but rather mibifnim, meaning they have to be in the azara. My benai, what's the difference between the versions? If something is heaped up, according to the second version, it's still included. Now, Manita Tana, we have a Braita that puts all four of them. En Mekachin El Shlemin, Umlayin, Umitochan, Ubifrim, all four of them. Now, Amar Abasir, Rabbi Yochanan. Loshanu Elisha in Dato Lahosif. This idea that it has to be Malay is only, meaning if you put part in and didn't fill it up, it's not Mekadesh, that's only if you weren't intending to fill more. Dato Lahosif, but if you're intending to add more, Rishon Rishon Kodesh. Each one you put in becomes Kodesh. Hanyamiachi Malayin, and this is now riffing off the Pasuk. Shnehem Malayim. Ein Malayin Elish Shlemin. They have to be full. Rabbi Yose Matab is Manshein Dato Lahosif. That's only if that was the sum total of what you were going to put in, you already put in. Aval Dato Lahosif, but if you intended to put more in, Rishon Rishon Kodesh. Each one that comes in becomes Kodesh. Now, Ein Klilach Mekadesh, etc. in our Mishnah. Amravi Tem Ravasi Ein Mekachin Lekarev. When he said that if you put dry stuff into the liquid vessel, or vice versa, it's not Mekadesh, he said, that just means you can't bring it as a korban. Av Mekadshin li pasel, it is considered Kodesh, and now if it's taken out, it's Pasul, as a Yotzei, or Tamei, etc., it becomes Pasul, it's already considered Kodesh, l'chumra. Ika d'matni la'aha, some people learned that this statement of Rav or Ravasi was a comment on the following. Ein mevi'in menachot u'nesachim menchat behema u'bikurim min hameduma. Any of the grain or fruit offerings or anything cannot be brought from meduma, which is mixed truma and chulin. And certainly not from Orla or Kilea Kerem, which are Asurim Bahna'at. Imhevi lo kidesh. And if you brought them, they're not Kadosh. And on that, I'm Rav, or perhaps Ravasi said, lo kidesh li karev, al kidesh li pasel. So that comment that these inappropriate gifts or inappropriate kilim mixture of gift into the kli is not Kadosh, that just means it can't be offered, but it is considered Kadosh for the point that of psul. Tana Rabbanan, Klei Kodesh Shenikvu. If you have a Klei Kodesh that has a hole in it, Ein Metichin Otan. Now this is introducing a notion that we'll see summed up at the end of it, which is Ein Aniyut B'mkom Ashirut. The Mikdash is a palace, it's a place of wealth, and therefore we don't want to show poverty there. So if you have a Klei Kodesh that had a hole in it, we don't solder it, Ein Metichin Otan, Ve'ein Metichin Tochan Ever, we don't put lead in it to fill up the hole, Nifgumu, if it became somehow damaged, Ein Metichin Otan, we don't fix them. Sakin shenifgam, if you have a knife that became damaged, ein mashchizin et pkimata, we don't hone the area, nishmata, if it came out of the hilt, then ein machzirin otah, we don't put it back. Abba Shaul Omeri tells a story, sakin metarefet etab mikdash, there was once a knife that they had in the mikdash that used to make trefot, because it was bad. And noal ha-kohanim v'ganzu, and the kohanim took a vote, and they put it away, and that was it. Alright, and we have further on this, Tana Rabbanan Bright, the Bigdei Kunar in Osinotam Maase Machat El Maase Oreg. The Bigdei Kunar are not sewn, but they're woven. Shinemar Maase Oreg. Nitka'alu, if they get dirty, Ein Mechabsin Lo Benetav Lo Ba'ahal. We don't wash them with lye or with aloe. B'habamayim Mechabsin, we do wash them with water. So Amarbay Hachikamar, this is what it means. Hugubamayim, meaning if they were hurt in such a way that water would be enough to get them out, Chabsin Oto Benetav Ba'ahal. Then we'll use lye or aloe to get them out, and it's the stronger thing. But hug'u l'netav ahal, that if they were damaged such a way that they needed real washing, af mayim mechabsin, we don't do anything for them, and we get rid of them. Yeshomrim, ein mechabsin otan kol ikar, why she'ein aniyut b'mkom ashirut, that's the principle. Okay, now the end of this perek, for the end of this parak, we're going to deal now with the Bigdei Kuhuna, a little bit of a piece on the Me'il, and then a larger issue about the Bigdei Kuhuna and their function as Mechaprim. Tan Rabbanan, Me'il Kulo Shel Tchelet Haya, the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol, the overcoat, was all made of Tchelet, which means wool dyed in Tchelet. Shenemar, Vayas, Me'il Haifod, Kalil Tchelet, Kalil, all of it Tchelet. Shulav Ketzad, what about the bottoms? What was it like? Mevi Tchelet V'Yagamam Tolat Shani Shuzurin, so they bring these three kinds of strands woven together. The wool, the blue and the purple and the red wool woven together. Tolat Shani actually is another material. V'Oseo Tan Kamin Rimonim, and they would weave them into little balls that looked like pomegranates. Shalopit Chupihen, pomegranates that didn't yet open up their bud. Like little hats that kids wear. And then they bring 72 bells with 72 clappers in them. There'll be 36 on each side of the meal. Rabbi Dosa Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda 36. It was a total of 36. 18 on each side. I'm Rabbi Inyani Bar Sason, somebody who you've not heard of otherwise. Kemachloket kan kech machloket bar negayim. Just a little memory piece, which is the same machloket about 36 or 72 is the same machloket that we have in the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Negaim about how many different kinds of hues of Negaim there are. None. Maror Negaim, Rabbi Dosman, Harkin, and Somer. Shloshim v'shisha, Achivim Nahalal, Omer, Shivim v'shnaim. It's 36 or 72. V'yam Rabbi Inyani Bar Sason, he speaks up again. Lama nismacha Parshat Korbanot, Parshat Bigdei Kuhuna. Why is Parshat Bigdei Kuhuna in Tetzaveh right next to the Korbanot? Lamar lacha ma Korbanot mechaprin, just like Korbanot affect Kapara, af Bigdei Kuhuna mechaprin. So the Bigdei Kuhuna also affect Kapara. Now, let's see what that is. Ketonot mechaperet al shvichut dam. So the ketonot worn by all the Kohanim, the shirt, is mechaper for murder. Shinamar v'eshchatu sirizim like bula etakutonet badam. This is when the brothers took Yosef and they played the masquerade, sending the beged to their father, and it looked like Yosef had been killed. The pants that the Kohanim wear are there to be mechaper for illicit sexual behavior. Why? That the purpose of the michnasayim is to cover their nakedness. Mitznefet mechaperet al gasei haruach. The hat that the Kohanim, all the Kohanim would wear, is there to atone for haughtiness. Minayin, this is not a pasuk. Amrchanina yavod davar shebegova, something that's worn at the height, v'chaper al gova, and it's mechaper for inappropriate height, pride. Avnet mechaper al hiralev, the avnet, the belt, worn by al kohanim, is mechaper for hiralev, hechadite, because that's where it sits. They put it around, underneath their arms, over their heart. Now, choshen mechaper al adinim, the choshen worn by the kohen gadol, is mechaper for corruption of justice. Shinamar vasita choshen mishpat. Choshen mishpat. Ephod mechaper al avodat kochavim. The ephod worn by the Kohen Gadol on his back, the apron, is mechaper for avodah zarah. Shinamar ein ephod utrafim. Ephod was also used in many of the cults, and therefore it's associated with avodah zarah. Mi'il mechaper, obviously not the same ephod. Mi'il mechaper al lashon hara. Now back to our mi'il. It's for lashon hara, minayin. Because after all, the meal is the one beged that makes noise because of the bells. So it's that a mechaper for illicit noise, if you will. Lashon hara. Vetzitz mechaper al azut panim. The tzitz worn by the Kohen Gadol between his the mitznefet and the tefillin upon his head, above the hairline, that tzitz is mechaper for brazenness. Why? But tzitz k'tiv ayal meitzach aron, it's on his forehead. V'azut panim, what does it say about brazenness? Meitzach isha zonah hayalach. You have the forehead, as it were, of an isha zonah, brazenness. Eini, now is this true about all eight of these? V'amar v'shuban levi, shnei dvarim lo matzinu lehen kapara b'korbanot, matzinu lo kapara b'makom acher. There's two things that we don't find any kapara in korbanot, or in Bigdei Kuna, that is, and we find kapara elsewhere. What are they? Shvichut amim v'lashon hara. What's mechaper for them? Shvichut amim egla rufa, the egla rufa ceremony. Then the parshat shoftim, that's mechaper for shvichut amim, clearly. Shon hara miktoret. How do we know that? The tani of chanani minayin lektoret shemechaperet. How do we know that? Shenemar retin taktor v'chaper la'am. That Aharon brought the ktoret, and that, at the end of the whole story with Korach, stopped the plague and protected the people. And what kind of kaparaz? What does it mechaper for? A lashon hara. Why? Yavo davar shibich shai v'chaper maaseh shai. Lashon hara is typically spoken about discreetly, and therefore the ketoret, which is burned only in the kodesh, and it's a secret thing, therefore it's mechaper for the secret talk. So kasha lashon hara, lashon hara, kasha shvichudam, shvichudam. So now we have a contradiction. Lashon hara is at the me'il or the ketoret, and shvichudam is the ketonet or the egla rufa. The answer is lo kasha. Had yadia man katle, had lo yadia man katle. As for more murder, it's very simple. If we know who killed the guy, then the ketonet's mechaper. If not, then that's egla rufa. The point of the egla rufa is we don't know who killed him. Lo no dami yukau. What do you mean? If we know who killed him, then put the guy to justice, execute him. The answer is mezid v'lo atrube. It could be a case where he killed b'mezid, but we don't have atra'ah, proper edim, whatever it may be. In that case, the ketonet is mechaper. Lashon hara, lashon hara nami lo kasha. How do we resolve the contradiction about lashon hara? Habetzina habefarhesya. If the lashon hara is spoken about privately and discreetly, then it's the ketoret. If, on the other hand, it's spoken about loudly and publicly, as in the case of, let's say, a slander, then we would say the me'il is mechaper, because the me'il is the noisy beged, and it's mechaper on the noisy pollution of Lashon Hara. Hadron Allah HaMizbeach Mekadesh, Baruch Hashem, we have successfully completed our study of the ninth parak, and if you're interested in the next podcast, we will begin the very short, but very, very meaty tenth parak, Kol HaTadir Mi Chaviro, Kodem Et Chaviro. And that will be, we will deal with that over the course of two podcasts. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.